Thank you for calling the Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina Federal Employee Program. If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911. If you know the 5-digit extension number of the party with whom you wish to speak, press 1. For general information about your benefits and services, please press 2 to be connected with the National Information Center. If you need assistance with creating or using your MyBlue account, please press 3 for the MyBlue Contact Center. If you are calling about your pharmacy benefits, press 4. Otherwise, please remain on the line to continue. If you are a Federal Employee Program member, press 1 to continue. If you are a medical provider needing assistance, press 2. If you are a dentist, please hold while we transfer your call to the appropriate Federal Employee Program Voice Response Unit. Thank you for calling the Federal Employee Program Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina Provider Service Center. If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911. If you know the 5-digit extension of the party with whom you wish to speak, please press 1 or remain on the line. If you are a medical provider needing assistance, please press 1 to continue. If you are a Federal Employee Program member, please press 2. If you are a medical provider needing assistance, please press 1 to continue. If you are a Federal Employee Program member, please press 2. Please note benefits given are not a guarantee of payment. Payment will be based upon the information provided at the time of submission. Please enter your 10-digit NPI number followed by the pound key. Otherwise, enter your 9-digit tax. Please choose one of the following main menu options. Press the star key at any time to return to this main menu.
For eligibility deductible or benefit information, press 1. For claims status, press 2. For claims,
please enter the numbers that follow the R on the member's Blue Cross card. If the number, the date entered, is not valid, please enter the patient date of birth using a 2-digit month, a 2-digit. Please enter the beginning date of service of the claim using a 2-digit month, 2-digit day, and 4-digit. Thank you. One moment, please. Please hold while we research this claim. To have claims information faxed to you, press 1. To listen to claims information, press 2. Please enter a valid selection. To have claims information faxed to you, press 1. To listen to claims information, press 2. We have found 3 claims that match your request. In summary, claim number 50930414D0000 in the amount of
$190
was not paid. For details about this claim, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. For the next claim, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. All incoming calls to this line are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and other business purposes.
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Hi, good morning. This is Kiran. Last name initials B as in Bravo. I'm looking for a claim, so can I please help?
Can you spell your name for me?
Sure. K as in Kilo, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy. The last name initials B as in Bravo. Also, can you spell avenue for me?
L as in Lima, E as in Alpha, T as in Tango, R as in Romeo, I as in Igloo, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo. Last initial, my last name is M as in Mary. And you verify me, there's no A at the end, it's Latrice, L-A-T-R-I-C-E.
L-A-T-R-I-C-E, okay, Latrice, okay. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I have your tax ID number, office or facility name, please?
26254072. And the office number is Palmetto Medical Group.
patient's ID number, begin with the letter R.
Sure, Robert. And Robert 586-64602.
Patient's name, date of birth.
First name it is Barbara, last name it is Venisky, and date of birth is March 1st, 1936.
Callback number?
410-844-5446, direct line, there is no extension.
Are we checking for a claim?
Yes, correct.
Date of service and amount?
Rate of service, it is February 20, 2025, and the total charge amount, it is $238.46, and that claim was denied.
One moment, I'll take a look.
Sure.
Alright, claim denied as a duplicate. I do not see where it's a duplicate, so I am going to send that back through for reprocessing. This allows 7 to 14 business days for processing. Once it's been processed, a new EOB will be sent out.
Okay, so this is the initial claim was denied as a duplicate, so you are sent back this claim for the manual review?
I'll send it back through for reprocessing.
Okay, reprocessing. No problem. It's taken 7 to 14 business days, right?
Correct.
And do you have that any specific ticket number or case number?
No.
So if I call again for that, want to check the status, send back claim. So which information I can provide that the representative?
Yes, it'll be notated for you.
Sorry?
It'll be notated for you. You can just use my reference if you need to.
Okay,
for
okay.
A ticket, it'll be my name.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Again, yeah, so this is not also the reference number, it is only your name and address date?
Correct.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate that to help me. Bye for now.
Thank you so much. Having a good day.